Good morning, Orville. Today is Friday, 24th of December, and in studio are Andrea and volunteer from Brazil. Right now, it's partly cloudy with 22 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is chance of rain, scattered clouds, and the temperature range from low 22 to high 27 degrees. The wind's supposed to be blowing 21 kilometers per hour. We still have 20% chance of precipitations, and the heat index is on 28 degrees Celsius. Moon is waning gibbous, and 90% of it is illuminated. Father Christmas, I awoke you today. Answer your call. Come, bearing all your marvelous gifts. You are the great dispenser of worldly possessions. You are the untiring friend who hears every request and grants it generously. Give each one the material object he desires, and as for me, give me enough, give me much, so that I may give largely to all, with the blessings of the grace for all. Christmas was designed by the Mother as the festival of the return of the light, and significances of the gifts offered by the three Magi to Jesus at the time of his birth was: gold was for wealth of the world and supplemental knowledge, frankincense, purification of the vital, and myrrh was for immortalization of the body. And if by any chance your community didn't prepare any Christmas gathering tonight, you can still enjoy in Christmas dinner at cafeteria at Visitor Center tonight and tomorrow night from 7:17 p.m. onwards. The cafeteria is offering a choice of Christmas menus and plates, both vegan, vegetarians and non-veg. Gump Alumpa Fair starts tomorrow on 25th of December at 2 p.m. and program including Orville annual cake contest, games and fun activities, live music, interactive workshops and competitions, street circus shows and clowning, dress-up, face paintings and costumes, theater, fine food and Christmas specialties, and more. And Goompa Loompa will continue on Sunday on 26th of December with games for the kids, music and jam session, flea market, junk sale, toy trade, bonfire, and more. The Dreamy-Eyed Child. Harp meditation and mystic poetry storytelling offered by Antar Jyoti at Arca on the first floor in Arca Hall at 8 p.m. on Christmas, Saturday 25th of December. The program is cancelled in the case of consistent rain. And this is not a musical concert but an informal sharing of contemplative atmosphere. This is for the occasion of Christmas. Created by improvising with silence and the sounds of the fairy Gaelic harp, which is the most ancient type of the Celtic harp, played by the bards and the strung with resonant bronze strings. Some roomy misty poetry and storytelling would be told. A lot of silence in the first, more meditative, purely instrumental part. At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas tonight at 7:30 p.m. we can see a Göbekli Tepe, the first world's temple, directed by Ahmet Turgut Yazman in Turkey in 2010. Projections in collaboration with Ahmet, who will present the film and his research to us. Questions and answers will follow the film. While challenging common beliefs of the history of civilization, the film takes the audience back to 12,000 years ago to Göbekli Tepe, an ancient site recently found in Sanli Urfa in Turkey. With its brilliant graphics and interviews with experts, the film shows how all taboos come tumbling down as we keep scratching the surface, and that this extraordinary discovery may have a profound impact on human history. The film has won several awards, including one for the most educational documentary in Atlanta. At Cinema Paradiso we can see tomorrow at 8 p.m. Straight Story, directed by David Lynch, and the film is adventure biography in English with Italian subtitles. And on Sunday at Children's Film at 3 p.m. at the Cinema Paradiso as well, we can see Kirku at Le Sorcier, and it's telling about the story from West African folktales about Kirku, who is born in a little village. From the beginning he knew his mind, could speak and walk. His mother told him about the evil sorcerers who had dried up their springs and devoured all males except one. Kirku accompanies the last warrior to confront the sorcerers. This is a masterpiece that fascinates both adults and children. Werner Herzog Documentary Film Festival by Cine Club is still going on, and on Sunday at 8 p.m. we can see Encounter at the End of the World, made in German in 2007, and this one is adventure documentary in English. Movie is mainly about the story of people who live in Antarctica, a documentary about their own personal experience of leaving their home and human civilization behind, and so the new life of adventure and traveling. And we got another announcement. Poor Tools purchasing service, stall, basket section, snack bar will be closed on 25th of December, Saturday, and they wish you all a Merry Christmas. May the new light illumine your thoughts and your lives, govern your hearts and guide your action. Blessings. That was a Christmas message by the mother in 1962. We all wish you Merry Christmas and thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orbitradio.org.